Back now to our lead story, the standing down of four recruits after allegations of misconduct at the police college in Porirua. Superintendent Scott Fraser is the police general manager of training and joins us now. Kia ora, tēnā koe.
Kia ora, good morning.
Now, if we can separate these two out as you have done in your own response. So we have four recruits who have been stood down, investigations are going on, and then we have the incident of at least half a dozen who were in a drinking incident at the police college. So let's take those two things one by one and start with the four who've been stood down. In your statement, you say that New Zealand police hold staff, including recruits, to a high standard and expect them to model our police values. Have the four who've been stood down done that?
The four individuals that have been stood down is over the last 12 months. Just to put in context, that's over 940 recruits have been trained and four are currently stood down. And whilst I can't talk about those individual circumstances, we do not graduate anyone who does not meet our standards.
So there's no guarantee that those four will graduate? Is that still in the balance, is it?
So those matters are ongoing, and I can't discuss the detail, but what I can say is that anyone who doesn't meet our values and our standards those people do not get graduated.
So is that what these investigations are into, is it, whether or not they can graduate, these four?
No, these investigations into separate matters. But the outcome of an investigation, if anything is upheld, we wouldn't be graduating any individual.
So have any of these four already graduated?
No, absolutely not.
Mm-hmm. So we won't mention names here, which may give you some more freedom to discuss what it is that is at issue here. I mean, can you give us some idea of the magnitude of these allegations so we can make some sort of judgment about how serious they are?
No, I can't talk about the matters under investigation, but what I can put into context is that we will look at any matters, minor through to serious, and have done for the past 20 years in training recruits. So this isn't a different process to anything that we've ever done, and we always ensure that we look at details and make very sound judgment decisions as to whether people graduate and become police officers or not.
Do any of these relate to indecent assault allegations?
Again, I can't go into the details of investigations because they're ongoing. But I can say that if there's any matters upheld of such a nature that they don't meet the standards or the values of New Zealand Police, the people involved do not get graduated.
Are any of these criminal allegations?
There are criminal investigations at present, and as I say, I can't talk about.
How many of these are criminal investigations?
So there's two criminal investigations underway. But I can't talk about the details, but what I can say is that if matters are upheld that are criminal or outside our values or standards, people do not get graduated.
Okay.
Or anything different.
Okay, so two of the four are criminal investigations.
That's correct.
Okay, how many people were involved in the drinking incident at the Porirua College in July?
Oh, we had a very small handful of people.
How many people were involved in this? You can give us the details on that.
There was around a handful. When I say a handful, five or six people involved, and I have to stress this, in a very, very minor matter.
What happened?
Of which we dealt with.
What happened?
There was some alcohol involved and some very minor silly behaviour.
What did they do?
They were noisy in the barracks and they were up late at night doing some silly things. So we're to put into context a minor matter, but we will address any matter, minor through to serious, and we have an expectation setting conversation with recruits all the time. That's what we did with this group of people.
And you've said, Superintendent, in your statement that this, quote, did not align with police values, end quote. Now, you've told me that people who fail to do that don't make it through. So why was it that they graduated?
This was such a minor matter, and we have strong judgment and good decision processes here to look at matters and make sure that we deal with them appropriately. And this was right at the bottom end of silly behaviour, but behaviour that we don't expect of police officers, but behaviour that can be addressed through conversations, through expectation setting, which it was, and there is no way they would have graduated.
Are you proud of Wing 318?
I'm proud, absolutely, and I'm proud of all of our wings. So no,
because 10% of them, 10 out of 100, have been investigated for misconduct. That's not a great ratio, even in a journalism course, let alone a police course.
The 98 people out of 100 graduated out of that wing, and that's very consistent with all our wings. And as I said, we won't graduate anyone to New Zealand Police that we're not proud of, that doesn't uphold our values, and would not do a great job for the New Zealand public and New Zealand Police.
Thanks for your time this morning. Do appreciate it. Superintendent Scott Fraser there. He's the Police General Manager of a Training. We've got a bit of feedback on this one. We'll see if we can get to that as well throughout the program this morning.